Come join me, Andrew Filippone.
And me, Patrick Peterson, three-time NFL All-Pro cornerback on First and Pod for premier NFL coverage and conversations.
Our motto on the podcast is every team, every week, and we don't play favorites. Every episode, you get a glimpse of the entire National Football League with First and Pod. Follow and listen to First and Pod on Mondays and Fridays on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
97.1 FM Talk. On demand audio.
Welcome back, Second Amendment Radio and the Great Outdoors. Glad that you're here with us today. Bo Matthews, Mark Cox, Carl Middleman along with you. And always, I have to tell you, Bo, I'm always a sucker for buying a raffle ticket if a gun is involved. You know I'm a sure sale if that's an issue. Because I've never won one in my life, but I'm always hoping beyond hope.
I've won two myself, actually.
I know.
But,
I know.
I have to tell you, though, I have not been able to sell any of these tickets because I haven't seen you in person, and I know you're good for it, but for some reason, people don't want to buy these gun raffle tickets from me.
I don't understand that. I really don't. But hopefully, though, because of your recent luck and you and our next guest, you've both been buying Powerball tickets because let's just see how far that luck goes. You know what I'm saying?
You know that's right.
That's right.
So, we've invited Chuck Mayer. He is the president of the Eureka Police Officer Support Fund and a dear friend for many years, and also a fellow winner in the 12 Guns a Year of Guns. That's what it is. Chuck, also a winner. He got a nice one too. What did you end up with?
It was a Springfield Garrison.
Nice.
1911.
Yeah. Fits in your hand beautifully too, doesn't it?
It does. You know, Mark, I was just thinking, Bo was in New Jersey about a week ago.
Yes.
And somebody in New Jersey won the Powerball.
Oh, that's true. I didn't think about that. Chuck, thank you. Yeah, or was it the month? Powerball?
Mega Millions,
wasn't it? It's Mega Millions.
Or Mega Millions, yeah.
But the fact that I'm on this microphone means I didn't win.
Yeah, I might not tell everybody if I win, but there'll be signs like not showing up to work.
Yeah.
Yeah, 3-inch slabs of bologna on my sandwich. Yeah,
that's right.
Anyway, so we do have, in addition to a Year of Guns gun raffle, that, by the way, the April drawing for Mark Cox is going to be the Ruger GP100. And it's a beautiful revolver to add to your collection if you win.
I'll bet it is.
Yeah. But we have a different gun raffle, a separate one, but it all goes to the Eureka Police Officer Support Fund. And Chuck, go ahead and describe the Henry and the Sig Sauer for us, if you don't mind.
Well, the Henry, if you're familiar with guns, that's the elite rifle. It's whatever collector has and wants. It's a Golden Boy 22 rifle. And then the Sig Sauer is a 9mm. It's an NRA edition, special edition. So they're both nice firearms.
And we're both selling tickets. Have you had any luck selling yours?
I got all mine sold.
Oh, come on.
Where you been? Where you been, Bo? You're behind.
You must
have
given
him
a fake name or something. I don't know, but they're $10 a ticket, only $300 per firearm, and it really is it's a great cause and really some cool guns. So technically, for the Police Officer Support Fund, we have 14 guns that we're doing drawings. Plus, at the Poker Bash, there's going to be even more that are going to be there.
Silent auction
items.
We're
going to be raffling off some Ruger 22 revolvers the day of.
Nice. Tell people who are listening here to the podcast or to the broadcast where they can go to secure some of these tickets without driving to the well-hidden property of one Bo Matthews.
They can go to the Eureka Police Officer Support Fund Facebook page, or they can call our office, the Realty Executive's office in Eureka. We have the tickets there at the office. We also have some sponsorships available, and if anybody would like to make a donation for the silent auction for the poker tournament, there's also some opportunities there available still.
Well, I just have to thank both of you gentlemen because, I mean, I know there are a number of police officer associations and support funds in the area. I can't think of one more active than what you guys do all the time for our law enforcement friends down in Eureka. I think that is fantastic. Thank you both for that.
No, it's a great organization.
I appreciate you guys and everything you do for the rights to own guns so we can continue to do this stuff.
Absolutely. And, you know, really, the Eureka Police Officer Support Fund has been around, what, 9-10 years now, Chuck?
This is the 10th year. It'll be the 8th year for the poker tournament.
Right. And the poker tournament is Cinco de Mayo. And you know, we are going to have a Mexican food theme for the day because it is Cinco de Mayo. And I'm hoping that we can get the bandoleras with the shot glasses and the tequila bottles as sidearms. Wouldn't that be good to have at the poker bash, don't you think, Mark?
I think it'd be great. I wish I could go this year. Unfortunately, I'm not going to be able to. I'm going to be out of the country when you guys are doing that. I hate that.
Oh, boy.
But I will be in a better place. I'll be in Italy, so it'll be okay. Sorry.
Okay. Well, I'm gonna shake you down for some of these raffle tickets beforehand. And Chuck's wife Kim is the one that keeps track of signups for the poker bash. Make a $50 donation, right, this year?
Correct.
$50 donation to play in the game, all your food, your beverages. It's going to be a blast. It always is. And remember, back in December, I won those two alcohol packages from another fundraiser. So our wheelbarrow of booze is going to be jacked up.
It's going to be huge.
We're going to have a bunch.
Huge.
It's going to be huge, exactly. So
always some great silent auction items down there, too. I would encourage people to go. And if you love poker, you're going to have a great time in between the breaks and when they're switching tables and narrowing things down. I mean, the silent auction items, honestly, I got a couple of fantastic deals there last year. I hope people will pay attention. I know that, right? So whether you win a gun or not, it's a fantastic time.
Yeah, and Chuck has found us and secured us a new location this year, even bigger and better. Go ahead and tell him about it.
Yes, this year it's going to be at the Holiday Inn at Six Flags right there in Eureka. You've never been there. It's a great location, great event. They have a event center upstairs. It was actually back from the Civil War. It was actually a hospital at one time, so pretty cool.
Whoa.
A lot of history there. A little bit more room, so it's going to be a great event.
Yeah,
and then afterwards
and go ahead.
No, this is going to say, then afterwards you can say, I'm not a brain surgeon, but I spent the day yesterday at the Holiday Inn Express. Sorry, bad joke.
You're going to stick in there. Spend a night before or spend a night afterwards. We're going to have margaritas also. So
yeah, no kidding.
Spend the night afterwards.
We did talk about that at our last Poker Bash meeting. By the way, if you're wanting to donate a package or a gift for the silent auction, contact me or contact the Eureka Police Officer Support Fund on Facebook. But we did talk about the opportunity, since it is the Holiday Inn and it's a beautiful hotel, people may want to secure a room so they can really have a good time and then just stay there overnight. It's a good idea, I think. I'm thinking about
it. Yeah, correct. They can make a whole weekend out of it.
Exactly. All right, Chuck, thank you, and keep selling those tickets because I'm having no luck here except maybe two for Carl and for Mark. But by the way, I was in Eureka the other day and drove past the site of the new facility for the city hall and the police department and all that stuff, and the construction looks like it's going really well. And of course, I'll pound the chest of the Eureka Police Officer Support Fund. They're going to be funding the equipment in the physical fitness room for the law enforcement officers that are there in Eureka. So looking forward to being a part of that whole project.
Yeah, it's moving along really well. They're supposed to be moved in by just after the first of the year, sometime in January.
Wow.
So before we let Chuck go, Chuck has offered to take me and you fishing, Bo. We got to take him up on that. You know what I'm saying?
I got that. Yeah, I got that text too. That was cool.
Yep, whenever you're ready, just let me know. I got the boat all warmed
Let's
up.
Let's go now.
No kidding. Yeah, we'll look forward to that. Lake of the Ozarks, right?
Yes, sir.
Want to get down there before all the crazies do and all the party animals.
Easter weekend's a perfect weekend for that.
Yeah, it's going to be nice.
The weather's going to be nice. Yeah, it is. Are you going down there?
No, unfortunately, our office, we do an Easter egg hunt every year, so we'll be doing that Saturday
that's right.
And clean it up Sunday, so.
Good deal. All right, Chuck, thanks for everything you do, brother. Really appreciate it. And I will talk to you soon. So thanks, huge thanks to Chuck Mayer leading our Eureka Police Officer Support Fund. Again, go to the Facebook page to get your tickets to, for the gun raffles and to secure your seat at the Poker Bash on Cinco de Mayo.
Should be awesome.
Unless you see Bo Matthews out in person and he's got tickets on his person.
I do everywhere I go.
Where are you going, Bo? Are you going to be anywhere soon where people might be able to find you?
I'll put posts on Facebook if I'm going to be selling them out in public. But really, I mean, I've got 40 of them to sell, and I haven't sold a one. So
your odds are really increased when you do these local gun raffles like that. So I would encourage people
100%
buy one and support the Eureka Police Officers Association.
Arm in America.
Yeah, that's right. All right. That's right. Coming up, we're going to talk to Kevin KD Dixie, and I have never met Kevin, but he is part of a No Other Choice firearms training. He says it's about a lot more than just firearms and self-defense, and he's trying to change communities with what he's trying to do. We'll get to all that and more straight ahead.
Come join me, Andrew Filippone.
And me, Patrick Peterson, three-time NFL All-Pro cornerback on First and Pod for premier NFL coverage and conversations.
Our motto on the podcast is every team, every week, and we don't play favorites. Every episode, you get a glimpse of the entire National Football League with First and Pod. Follow and listen to First and Pod on Mondays and Fridays on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Get more at 971talk.com.
Come join me, Andrew Filippone.
And me, Patrick Peterson, three-time NFL All-Pro cornerback on First and Pod for premier NFL coverage and conversations.
Our motto on the podcast is every team, every week, and we don't play favorites. Every episode, you get a glimpse of the entire National Football League with First and Pod. Follow and listen to First and Pod on Mondays and Fridays on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.